Okay, let's see. Looks like we better go over here to Ray, who's calling us from Seattle. Hi, Ray.
Well, hey, I have a friend that's in the hospital, pulmonary embolisms. I guess he's a it's a hereditary thing or something,
Ow.
where he gets blood clots, and he's got like three in one lung and two in the other, and he's got them some in his legs. And I've heard you talk about MAPK
You bet, sir.
before, and I'm wondering, would that, I'm sure it helps somebody with that, but what dosage would you take? And
Yes. Sir, if it were me with that, I would be immediately on to 200 milligrams every 4 hours while I'm awake, and I might even set my alarm clock to get me up in the middle of the night, because that stuff, one, doesn't interfere with anything else. Doesn't interfere with drugs, doesn't interfere with vitamins, doesn't interfere with patent medicines, nothing. All it does is float around the bloodstream looking for a clot to eat. I'm serious. It eats fibrin, and clots are simply fibrinogen turned into fibrin. And the worst case I've ever heard of, and I never even did see the lady, is somebody who read about this in the newsletter I previously did, and she wrote me a letter saying, "Hey, I want to let you know I had a clot that stretched clear from my ankle to my groin, and I was told I'd have to be on blood thinners forever. And I took that nattokinase stuff while I was taking the blood thinner because I read that it was safe," which it is. "And what do you know? It only took 4 months and my clot was totally gone."
yeah, I remember hearing you tell that. So I'll tell him that 200 milligrams 4 hours, every 4 hours, and even at nighttime. Is there something, I mean, is that just something he has to do for his lifetime? Is there, I mean, is there some kind of therapy for people who have this kind of tendency to you know, these propensity to have blood clots? Like, his doctor said he has I forget what he said, it's a level 8 something or other
Yeah,
for
well,
embolisms.
the first thing I do after we get rid of the clots is to check. Remember that term called platelet aggregation, which just means how slippery your platelets are? And again, there's that gadget up at the University of Washington Laboratories. And then down at Tahoma Clinic, or I should say Moreno Valley Laboratory, we measure something called blood viscosity, which tells us how slippery the blood is, too. And what I'd want to know is how slippery is that blood, because the more slippery it is, the less likely it is to clot. But I don't want it to get too slippery, because like you may have heard me talk about before, you can take so darn much fish oil, you won't stop bleeding without a tourniquet. So I would be thinking of switching to a permanent lifetime regimen of fish oil in the right quantity for me, which can only be determined by lab testing, the platelet aggregometer or the platelet aggregation test. But it has bonus points. The nice thing about it is it makes the blood much more slippery, but we don't want it too slippery, which is why we've got to monitor. But also that fish oil, oh my goodness, it's anti-inflammatory, it helps us build new brain cells, it cuts our risk of cardiovascular disease, blah, blah, blah. That's one of the nicer things about natural medicine. Is most of the so-called side effects, in fact, almost all the so-called side effects are natural things, are good side effects, not bad ones.
Right. Perfect. Well, I'll pass that on to him, and I really appreciate it. Hey, you were talking about selenium, magnesium, copper, manganese, the selenium. How much, if you know, I've had AFib, I've talked to you about AFib before, and I've gotten rid of mine pretty much with taurine and L-carnitine
There you go.
and magnesium. How much manganese and selenium would I take to add to just, you know,
Okay,
add?
manganese, we got to go a little easy. They make it in a 15 milligram capsule. I've not been able to find smaller ones, so I usually will say, well, I'll take one of those a couple times a week. We don't need more than that. The selenium, hey, Australian researchers told us that if we eat 4 Brazil nuts a day, we get exactly the same as in a 200 microgram capsule of selenium. And me, I'd rather eat Brazil nuts than take the selenium. So you can do manganese and Brazil nuts. And then the copper, well, remember that's got to be offset with zinc, and zinc has got to be offset with copper. So to be
I
on
take
safe.
that. I take that one from Nature's Life with
Okay, so you got the
or
copper
something
from
like
there.
that.
So it
Yeah.
sounds like the only two you're missing are the selenium, which you can get from Brazil nuts, and then the manganese.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Doctor. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.